launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number two here on this Monday, June 1st, 2026 edition. As both the House, state representatives, and state senators get back to Lansing tomorrow, this is the month that they have to get the budget done. Both political parties in the Michigan House have proposed a property tax relief plan. The Republicans passed theirs without any Democratic support. The Democrats unveiled their blueprint, which the Republicans don't buy because it does not include all taxpayers. So when State Representative Matt Maddock, the Vice Chair of House Appropriations Committee, was asked, will there be tax relief this session? Maddock, speaking on Off the Record, said it may not happen this session. But you know what we're doing. We're priming the pump for our next governor. And everyone is going to see what we're capable of doing. So does that mean property tax relief is dead on arrival? Maddock said, I don't know for sure, while adding either way, he thinks the Republicans are on the right message track in this political year. I think our messaging is spot on. I think the voters are seeing that the Republicans are serious about doing this. While the House Democrats are on the record as having voted no on the relief plan for every citizen who owns a home or rents a house. Maddock said they're ready to use that vote against the Democrats. So you're going to actually run ads on it? Asked one of the panelists. Absolutely. Absolutely 100%. Everyone needs to know that the Democrats do not want property tax relief. The Republicans do. Well, interestingly, House Speaker Matt Hall doesn't want the Democrats to know that option is on the table. During a TV6 Zoom meeting 2 weeks ago, Hall was asked the same question about using the overwhelming no vote in swing districts against some vulnerable Democrats. Well, he admonished a reporter to keep that lid on that story. I don't want you to show that video of a campaign commercial because that could take away a major campaign issue for us. But it wasn't obvious at the time when the interview was going on. One of the things that he said, and this is again Matt Hall, this will be an issue that will help us maintain House control. Hall went on to say, we're going to evaluate all of our options. Matt Hall, Speaker Hall, pointed out at the time that it didn't much matter what the content of the House plan was, because his goal was to get something out of chamber to begin the negotiating process with the Senate Democrats and the governor so they could find a balance on the issue. When asked about a compromise an off the record, State Rep Maddox said, always we are open to a compromise. However, I'm optimistic, but I'm not sure it's going to happen this year. Well, on another issue regarding the gig on Mackinac Island, what he calls the Democratic Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce, Maddox was asked his take on this annual gathering this year. Well, Maddox said, the majority of the conversations at the three or four conferences that I attended did not focus on public policy. 95% of the conversations were about nonprofits and people who are organizing nonprofits as they are scheming to get taxpayer dollars for those organizations. The three or four events I went to, that's what the whole conversation was about. Again, something that he and the Republicans do not support. One of the other items that was pretty interesting, finishing up this coverage of Mackinac Island, if there is an economic downturn or a full-blown recession, how will that affect community colleges? Will they continue to see high enrollment numbers? When asked, Brandy Johnson, president of the Michigan Community College Association, at the yearly gathering on Mackinac Island, when asked if the federal government's 80-hour monthly workforce mandates for able-bodied Medicaid enrollees, which could be satisfied by higher education enrollment, do you see this as potentially resulting in more community college students? Johnson's response, perhaps, and I hope so. Johnson pointed to the MCCA, hoping to have really good partnerships with the state's health department, wanting to ensure community colleges are a helpful resource. In order to qualify for Medicaid, learning at a community college qualifies toward those 80 hours. Historically, Johnson continued, community college enrollment goes up when the economy gets rough. We've never had more students than we did during the 2009-2010 Great Recession. That will, I think, be forever historic watermark for our enrollments. A big project, though, that the Community College Association is working on is this budget making season. We're working on how dual enrollment gets paid for in Michigan. Under state law, Michigan high schoolers are entitled to take up to 10 college courses while still in high school. However, she said it's financed on the back of the K-12 school districts, which they already have really tight budgets. They end up having to pay for the tuition and fees. Community college is exceptionally affordable. However, every time a high school student is sent to the community college, we have a dual enrollment situation. The school districts have to pay for it out of their foundation allowance. This is a perfectly designed, perverse incentive to make school districts not want to promote the benefits of dual enrollment, being in both high school and community college. instead of public schools subtracting from their per pupil allowance to send a student to community college, we're seeking in this special fiscal year 2027 budget an appropriation that will reimburse school districts for tuition and fees. That way, it won't hurt the local school districts. Johnson said the governor has proposed $20 million from the school aid fund for such reimbursement. In the House bill, they called for $40 million. The Senate proposed $60 million. Now the question is going to be, what number do they settle on? Well, knowing Matt Hall and the way he negotiates the budget, they doubled what the governor wanted. It's less than what the Senate wants. I think they'll probably end up in the middle and go with the House plan of $40 million. Again, that's if their egos can allow it. MERS then said, I remember listening to an interview you did where you talked about housing needs for community colleges. It seems like you were almost talking about what if community colleges were able to fund housing developments that the students could live in. Well, Johnson says it's much more of an acute problem in rural communities, where more and more of our community colleges have a need for apartment complexes on every block. A lot of students live at home, but with the high cost of gasoline and transportation, they would consider living on campus or close by. We know that there's not the supply of low-income or workforce housing available. We have community colleges, for example, in rural areas of Montcalm County in Alpena. We also have them in Grayling, other rural areas. They need housing as well. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment, hour number two, just to wrap up this story, talking about community colleges. Local community colleges in rural areas of Michigan, where a community college student could afford to pay for low-income housing options, are often taken up by workforce housing. There's a huge supply issue. We know there's housing supply issues, so many of our community colleges would like to develop their own housing. Not the fancy room and board type of dorms. New buildings that attract a lot of residential students are basically a bunk bed in a room. Simple, basic housing for students to live in while they attend community college. A bathroom and a bed. There's many opportunities for students to be able to eat while on campus. Next week, for example, Johnson said, Montcalm Community College is doing a ribbon cutting for their dorms. Alpena Community College just did an expansion of theirs. So now we have 10 or 11 community colleges that are offering housing. They're always full, and it would be great to be able to have some help from the state of Michigan in terms of financing these new housing projects. Well, folks, housing is an issue in every sector of our economy. President of the Michigan Community College Association talking about the problems they're having. Workforce housing, affordable housing is an issue. It's something that has got to be addressed. Something we have to deal with. So we will be talking about projects that are coming on the pipeline. Last week, City of Gaylord approved a 42 duplex unit in the city limits of Gaylord. 84 units of housing. These are going to be rentals that will be coming online as they start construction probably later this summer and finish it up next year. The developer, Anthony Randazzo, said that he hopes to have these ready for people to occupy by mid to late summer next year. Other projects being proposed, Alpena, senior assisted living projects. That project alone would free up roughly 128 used homes where the seniors now live. Whether it's a couple, a widow, or a widower, they have a house to sell to move into senior assisted living. Well, these are projects that we're looking at and we will be talking about. There's another project being proposed in Midland, another one in Gaylord, and we will be talking about one hopefully very soon in Petoskey. It's got to happen. So we're going to see where this goes and hopefully be able to tell you guys about it as soon as they come online. Now, one project Vicki and I toured this weekend just outside of Petoskey on Piccolo Lake Road. We picked up the brochures. We actually were able to go through a couple of different models of it. And it is something that I think you guys should definitely know about. Prices begin at $225,000 and they go to $375,000. Nice little development that the Montai family is involved in, and pretty impressed with the models and the quality. We'll get the information to you guys. If you know anybody that's interested, just text me. Let's go with Petoskey. That's where the project is, just north of town, out on Pickle Lake Road, about, I'm going to say 2 or 3 miles off of US 31, heading towards Tom and Karen Curtis Gunsmithing. On the north side of the road, we have the brochures. We have the information. I'm actually going to reach out to the sales agent of the model and see if she's willing to come on the show and talk about it. So pretty excited. 128 units being built there. I believe the construction supervisor said that they have 38 spoken for. There's 90 units left. So if you know anybody in the market, 225 to 300, 350, send me a text for Petoskey and I'll send you the information. This is what is needed, especially here in northern Michigan. We're going to have a magnificent Monday with Rick Randall. The next half hour, short break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that